Mi primer Bitcoin es international. Well, we are based in El Salvador, an international education project, Bitcoin education project. We are just we're basically an NGO as well, based in El Salvador, and our aim is to empower individuals in communities around the world to creating and sharing education on how the financial system works and what money is and it isn't. We are best known for our 10-week open source program, the Bitcoin Diploma.
Welcome to the Bitcoin Talent Code podcast, where we interview entry-level to C-level executives about working in the Bitcoin industry, learn about their interview process, what they do day-to-day at their Bitcoin job, and advice for current job seekers looking to work full-time in Bitcoin. Hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Bitcoin Talent Code podcast. I'm your host, Eric Podwatchki, and today I'm joined by my friend, Reina Chicas, who is the Secretary of Board of Directors and also a teacher at Mi Primer Bitcoin. Reina, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So I guess to start off here, I think you might be our first guest that is based in Latin America. So I'm sure you have a Bitcoin story that's a little more unique than others that have been on the podcast before. But to get this kicked off here, before we get to the Bitcoin thing, I'm curious what you've been doing professionally before Bitcoin. What was your career leading up to this?
Okay. Well, actually, we can go a little bit back. So right after I finished high school, I will say that all I wanted was just to get a job, you know, and make some money. And this is probably not a very uncommon scenario for a lot of people in Latin America, that once we graduated is sometimes as far as our parents can help us. So if we want to go to university, we don't have college, it's college here, but we have university. And I was like, eventually I'm going to go, you know, so I'm going to work and then go. And when I started working, I can't even remember whatever work. I was like, this is way too little. Like, I'm not going to make it. And so back then was this big hype of call centers coming to El Salvador. And everybody was like, have you heard about these companies? They pay so much more or better than if you speak English. And I was like, okay, so that sounds good. And one thing led to another one. So I started learning English to be able to get a better job. And so I started working in the call center industry for, I would say, 4 or 5 years. And I mean, it's a very, it's a stressful environment eventually. I really didn't like it. Like, I was like, I don't see myself here forever. So at that point, I did also started maybe studying in university. I wanted to study psychology. And up after that, I was not seeing any like future. We are not doing actual, you know, like even within the company, it was hard to grow. Like when you have the interview, it's really cool, right? Like they say, oh, you can grow and have these and these. But at these big concerts and BPOs in El Salvador, that of course is hard. I mean, you're literally, you know, the one that makes the money. So it's hard to escalate. And so I will say that over my whole like career or jobs, I've changed based on what I feel like I wanted to do or do more. One thing for me more important was kind of freedom. I was like, I feel so stuck here. And so out of these years, I will come to Guatemala. I'm based in Guatemala at the moment, but I was born and raised in El Salvador. And so I came visit with friends and we went to this beautiful colonial city called Antigua, Guatemala, which is so pretty. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to come and live here and work here. And eventually I just ran, you know, into some business owners. Yep. Like, oh, if you speak English, you can do well here. You know, we can offer you jobs, either reception. And so I started taking what it was possible. But I will say, because on reflection now, I will say that probably the time that I thought I was going to be more like living the crazy life is the one that did teach me the most. Because I was like, I'm just going to go and have fun. And so I worked as a hostel manager here and then as a bar manager as well, because I took a crash bartender course in El Salvador to be able to have a job here, which is very easy in a very touristic city. And so, you know, I learned a lot of management. I had to do a whole, you know, from hiring, training, recruiting process for new people at the hostel and at the bar as well, working with different nationalities, cultures, backgrounds. It teaches you so much. And, you know, people skills, I will say, even decision making. So it was a very, very good experience here. Maybe not doing that any traditional jobs, but eventually maybe I thought, okay, this is probably enough, you know, like you should get serious and what are you gonna do? So I knew I didn't want to, I quit university for that already, and I didn't want to take 5 years of something that I knew that maybe I could just learn a skill online these days, which I did. And I started looking on, you know, getting skills to maybe work as a virtual assistant or project management, something. And so that's what I did. And then I wanted to also maybe be able to choose who would I work for or who would I work with. And at the beginning, I started with an online school that it was in Antigua, Guatemala, but now it's just basically online. For 2020, it had to close up. But the online picked up classes, online classes. Then I worked with the owner as his personal virtual assistant as well, and then with another online course creator. So I kind of, you know, varied roles. And I've always liked to have different sort of stimulations, like if I would work on that field, but then if you work in a different field, it teaches you something else. So I've really enjoyed it. And I will say that for maybe last year already, I was working less hours, making, you know, a decent living, so I could dedicate more to the hobbies or something else that I wanted. So that's how everything basically transitioned from when I to, yeah, running to implement Bitcoin.
Okay, cool. So I'd say if you can sum up your skill set and experience before Bitcoin, maybe customer service, customer support with the call center, and then leading into management, owning the hotel management, up to this
Yes,
point, right?
exactly. That is correct. Yeah. And then when you work online, you also have to, and you work with someone that is expecting to, you know, you be the help. It's more of, you know, doing research and figuring things out on your own and having, you know, looking for things and multitasking as well and adapt, like adaptability, I will say that is one of the main things as well. And be proactive. And having like be a problem solving and coming with solutions already before something, before asking questions. So I've always been that kind of like that, you know, I feel like I give the extra mile, even in the call center industry, which is something that maybe at this point I will say I hate it. But I think I don't like to be so negative because everything serves a purpose. So in the end, you know, it taught you something, it taught you something that you don't want to do. So
I think there's something to that, the optimism. You can see every situation, no matter how big or small. You can take the pessimistic view or the optimistic view. And generally, people like working with others that are optimists and can see things for the best, even if they weren't the best situation. I love that.
yes.
Okay, let's bring in now Bitcoin. So where does Bitcoin fall into the picture? Is this something you were involved with before starting with Me Premier Bitcoin?
I was, but I was more into to making more dollars, let's say. So I saw this. My brother has always been a little bit more techie than me. So, you know, like in researching new things. Honestly, that wasn't like a big thing. I mean, even before in El Salvador, you know, like El Salvador became in 2021 the first country to have Bitcoin as a legal tender. So I've heard about Bitcoin maybe earlier that year, end of 2020, earlier 2021 somehow. And I started researching of, oh, okay, so you can kind of trade this thing. And I've always wanted to be a little bit more conscious and responsible with money. So I was like, okay, if this is a way to kind of make money little bit easier, just don't. And I saw, and that's something that I'm really grateful. I've never got into altcoins, shitcoins, nothing, which is something that I think some like you know, earlier Bitcoiners, like I know how Bitcoiners, you all have a history, but I don't. I somehow I saw like, okay, so one
Yeah,
Bitcoin
that's
is
me.
worth I know, and I mean you can learn from it, you know, of course, but I never did. Because I saw maybe Bitcoin as a more like solid. I was like, okay, if this is worth, I don't know, 40,000, and ETH is worth 1,000. So I guess this should be more safe for now. And so I started trying to learn like more trading. I wanted to, again, just kind of learn something new. I've always wanted to learn. If it doesn't work, okay, it doesn't work, but at least give it a try. And I started researching. The first time my brother told me and tried to explain me how Bitcoin works, I didn't get it. I was like, what? Seriously? But then you start, reading. I started watching more Andreas Antonopoulos, who is one of my favorites. And it's crazy to me now seeing his conference with two, three people on the YouTube videos. And you see this conference now in Miami that is so huge. So it's really crazy how in short amount of time, I mean, seriously, just 29, 2009, where we are now and where we can go. So that's how they started. When I heard the rumors of the law coming into effect in El Salvador, then I definitely decided to at least investigate more. On a personal level, I was probably one of these that I was like, why are we going to have Bitcoin if we don't even have a super good internet infrastructure? Like, it doesn't make any sense if this is, internet function more or less. But it's a journey. Everybody has to learn. That's why I'm so grateful for where I am with my primer Bitcoin and where are we at. And we're going to get into that. But maybe after discovering what it really is and then reading, I read the Internet of Money and then watched the videos. I actually didn't even run into the Bitcoin standard until late last year, which is another. But for the law, a lot of YouTubers were flying to El Salvador. And somehow I found one of these videos where I saw John and they had meetups of one or two people. And I never had the courage because my family, they're pretty private. So nobody wanted to go with me at that point. I didn't have that many close friends in El Salvador because of living in Guatemala for so long. And so I was like, I'm going to take the courage and go to one of these myself. And that's when I went. I met up with Napo, and they are the ones that probably I will have to give the credit that made me saw Bitcoin in a different way. I knew it was important, but I was kind of just keeping it private because I think in LATAM it's still a little bit of taboo talking about money, talking about how much you make and how much you can, be able to afford something. So I felt it was a conversation that is it wasn't with everybody. So probably I would only have it with my siblings, but that was it. And I think at this point, I've definitely, it's not push into people's perspective, like got ideas, but at least express that you have some knowledge. And then if they want to ask you and if they want to know more, then they have to shut us down. But yeah, that's basically how it was, how it ended.
That's a great story. So you attended basically a Bitcoin meetup there in El Salvador. And it just so happened the founder of Mi Primer Bitcoin, John, was there, and you just started talking to him, I guess, and it led to opportunities. Did you know you wanted to work in the Bitcoin space in some capacity, or kind of just happened like that?
Hey guys, real quick, as a Bitcoin-focused recruiting firm, our goal at Bitcoin Talent Co. is to bring as many professionals into the Bitcoin industry as possible. Since we don't run ads, our one ask is to rate, review, and share this podcast with friends and family so more people can find this show. Thanks, and now back to the interview.
I knew, to be honest, maybe not in the work the Bitcoin space, but I wanted to start earning in Bitcoin. That was one a goal that I wanted to have. Like, I was like, I want to, even find a client or something earning in Bitcoin, because what's the best way? And then to use time off, like, time that I could, I mean, if I cannot say donate money, I could donate time, I could donate skills. So what I did was, I wasn't planning on working maybe full time with them at first when I met them. I was like, okay, these guys, like, you guys are so cool. Like, I appreciate you are doing this, in your country. It's gonna impact so many people. But they were still small, like our full first year of operations was last year, 2022. This is gonna be the second one. So what I think it led me to at least wanted to participate more with them was the openness and the fact that they didn't want to push anything. And that's still up to today, our goal. We don't want to tell people what to think. what to believe or if what we're teaching is good or is bad. Just learn it and make your own assumptions. And that's how it was. One of the first, definitely was John A. Napoleon, who's the first Bitcoin driver in El Salvador, the first Uber to accept Bitcoin. And he has a great story as well. So I started with them kind of assistant to graduations and helping, you know, with verification. When it is graduations at schools, we kind of need more people because we go student by student so they can, send and receive sats. They uninstall their wallet. So there is a process. And if it's 50 students, then it takes too long. So that's why I started doing it. Volunteering. Right. I will say that's how it started. Yeah.
Got it. And that's really good insights for anyone looking to work in Bitcoin. That's a really great way to get started, is doing that volunteer work in any way, shape, or form, providing value up front. And then it always leads to more and more. Cool. So
100%, I guess,
I think the audience should probably understand more about what exactly is Me Premier Bitcoin. Can you just give an overview of the company and then what you do day to day as the secretary of the board and as well as being a teacher?
So my day to day for now, and for those who don't know yet, Me Premier Bitcoin is an international, we are based in El Salvador, an international education project, Bitcoin education project. We are just, we're basically an NGO as well, based in El Salvador, and our aim is to empower individuals in communities around the world to creating and sharing education on how the financial system works and what money is and it isn't. We are best known for our 10-week open source program, the Bitcoin Diploma. And we say 10 weeks because it's based or, you know, designed to teach once a week, and it's 10 lessons in total. I mean, there's a project going on right now with a university in Mexico, and they are doing it in 4 weeks. So still going to be the same one. We have the Bitcoin Diploma now is being used in already Honduras, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Germany, Uruguay, Zimbabwe, Kenya, and South Africa, I believe. Yes, if I'm not wrong. We have taught over 25,000 students in El Salvador, and this was just in person. And we have signed also, this was very important recently, signed an MOU with the Ministry of Education in El Salvador to teach the public system how to teach about Bitcoin. So we're going to basically train the teachers to teach about Bitcoin. We are still developing to scale it until, you know, we reach more. And so we have started also working with the university system in El Salvador. It's crazy how, like I said, short amount of time, it's been growing and growing. There are over 20 countries now that are preparing to use the Bitcoin Diploma in the coming weeks. And the diploma is currently available on our GitHub in 4 different languages. If you guys want to go download it, we're open source. So
it's a completely open source. I love it. And what do you do day to day in your role here with Me Premier Bitcoin?
So with Me Premier Bitcoin, I will say as a teacher right now, so I was selected to do this special program in Guatemala, like to teach. We have this, what we call a node network. So we have nodes in schools that we can work with all around the world. So we reach out, Patrick is the founder of Lago Bitcoin, this other project here in Guatemala, Lake Atitlan. And they have a project of circular economy. Eliasar, who is the community leader, has helped onboard already around 70 businesses that accept Bitcoin. And they started earlier last year. They are also like very young, and they wanted to have more of, you know, like someone that been teaching before, so it could come here and help. So on a day to day right now, while I'm in Guatemala, I will say this, just teaching. We visit businesses, try to onboard them. Again, it's just not forcing anybody. It's just, have you heard about Bitcoin? Here is, I think, where it comes handy, that a lot of people listen to things that are happening in El Salvador that are good, because they associate Bitcoin with that. But at the same time, I will say that in Guatemala, there's a predominantly Mayan community still, and Mayans are kind of, you know, they've been robbed in the past, so it's challenging sometimes to come with something new, especially about money. But Eliezer has done a great, great job here. That shout out to him for sure. And so because of the skills that I've learned and used in the past, it goes from even creating flyers for social media. We did our Instagram account that we're just trying to grow and, you know, post flyers, take pictures. And we've literally done flyers to print and share around the community about classes for free about Bitcoin so we can get more people interested. And then visiting the schools. One of the schools that we're working with, the teachers did not want, or the director at first, they didn't know what it was. So we're like, okay, we are going to take this first, a few classes, and then we're going to see what it is. And it's so, so rewarding to see, you know, we all didn't know, I don't know about you, but I didn't know how the actual system, you know, the financial system works, the printing of money, the inflation. And it's like this, they're like, oh, okay, so this is what is it about. And I will say the students are, you know, less prejudiced. So they just take this as a new thing and like, okay, we're going to learn about this. So yeah, it's amazing. So that's what I do right now as a teacher. I will say as a secretary of the board, I help like oversee, you know, we meet up biweekly to see what is it that the project needs, different roles. I don't get involved a lot in hiring as for now, but we have our general operations manager working alongside with us as well. And to basically foresee like more of the future and where we want to go, how we get escalated and still be able to do everything open source. Like even for the future, that's one of our goals, to open source everything, like for hiring processes, training, accounting, everything, marketing, whatever you want.
Yep. Sure. I'm curious then. So it is an open source project, which I think is great. And I think Bitcoin education should be open source for the most part. How does your company then make money, I guess? How are you guys getting paid some way to afford your salaries?
Oh, that's a great question. So we are mostly on donations. We have a fundraising and international expansion department. And we have, at this point, people that is definitely more, that has background on this, you know, like has backgrounds with the startups. So we are an NGO, but I will say that with a startup mentality, because, you know, we want to escalate, so we need money for that. Like whatever we want to do, we need money for that. So we had a Gaiser campaign, and so far for the first year, it was kind of, I will say, enough what we were getting, but we started growing so fast that we needed more systems, you know, to be able to escalate to this level. And so we have the fundraising department, but now we have sponsors. We're working already to add, you know, the people that don't, people in companies that do not want to remain anonymous, they are going to be added to the website soon. So they actively participate and sponsor either, you know, someone's salary or the whole department's salary, for saying it that way. To be honest, I'm not a lot into the fundraising at the moment, but I know that's how we operate.
Oh, okay. And then your sponsors, what percentage do you think of them are Bitcoin companies exclusively?
Exclusively, I will say that definitely more than 90%. Yes, definitely. I'm just thinking about the companies that we do have right now that are not only Bitcoin only. Yeah, it's awesome. Because we could reach, and this is another point that, you know, we get, you know, reach out by companies and projects or individuals, whoever, that want to work with us or collaborate with us. So we want to know, you know, what the mission is and always be truthful to what we believe in, whether Bitcoin only. There's always someone that wants to, you know, either, I will say, promote a crypto exchange and stuff. So with, you know, just kind of, we're going to have to pass on of these opportunities, but there is a lot of companies and people in El Salvador. We also have the support of, you know, Bitcoiners that have already moved to El Salvador and are helping develop the program and do whatever it is possible in their capacity to at least give us like more exposure, I will say.
Yeah, I love it. And what about governments too? So you say you're expanding to these different countries now. Are governments giving you grants of some form to help with the funding?
No, we are not having any grants at the moment from at least the government of El Salvador. I don't have the information if there's any other government outside that is providing grants. I know that we're working with the Human Rights Foundation. I would have to confirm with you if that would be if something that is has been already received or not. But yeah, we our community builder and our operations manager is going to the conference in Nashville, I believe that's next month, for the human rights. So yeah, we do have grants as well, and we have applied for different grants to have, let's say, like, you know, security either for the next 6 months and then for the next year. And but yes, at the moment, let's say, just so it's clear, we're not receiving also any sponsorship or money from the government, neither in El Salvador or neither governmental outside of it.
I almost think that's better, to be honest. It aligns more the grassroots part of Bitcoin, where you're getting individuals, you're getting companies that align with Bitcoin and want to push it forward, willing to put money where their mouth is. They want to see this thing grow. And you guys are at the very core part of Bitcoin adoption, I think. You said 25,000 students alone went through your program. Like, man, if you're able to keep scaling this the way you've done over the last year or two, it's going to turn into something great. And that's really how we get true adoption, I think. So anyone listening right now, if you have some extra Bitcoin to spare or your company does, please reach out to Raina and her team.
Yes, that's
great. So, but you're right. Yeah, moving on from here, I want to learn a little bit more about... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go. No worries. Still no, but what you said is like absolutely true. I think sometimes, that it keeps you, like steady, and then it doesn't make you feel like you need to either say certain things or do not say certain things. Not because you don't own anybody, kind of an explanation, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's the way to do it, honestly. Especially the grassroots movement is really taking the forefront here. So I want to learn some more about the company itself. How many full-time employees are now with Mi Primera Bitcoin?
So I will say, I believe we have 19 on payroll at the moment, and we still have people that is just volunteering their time. That would be including teachers, from operations to marketing teachers. We have a tech department as well. Of course, the education department is the one that is growing the most and the one that we focused all our efforts to as well. But we have to operate somehow, in a way, in a good way, because like I said, we want to have that startup mentality to escalate. Even though we are a nonprofit, but we believe in what we're doing. So we still want to be able to do it on a long term. And if we operate on a disorganized system, I would say it's not going to be doable. Like, we're just not going to, probably within a year, we're going to run out of money again. And it is important for us to confirm. So I will say a lot of people that enters, and that's how it happened to me. And like you said, adding value to what you can do, what you can provide. Probably over 50% of the ones that we're working now full-time with the organization, we all started as volunteers. And so we can also see, and that's how we see on people, new people coming in, right? Okay, what are you really, your intentions or your interest in? Like, why this mission? So, because it's different, I think, when you go to a company, either in the Bitcoin space or outside, that is already, set to make money, because we all need a living. So I think the way that we all operate in El Salvador as well is the love for what we do. And then if that provides us, a living, it's awesome, because we have so much respect for each other that although someone is doing something else, but I see that maybe there was a mistake, we just reach out either personally or in a group. We have great communication within the team to just, okay, so this person is doing this, but I'm doing this. And we there is no competition, if we want to call it that way.
Yeah, I see. Corporations definitely fall in that trap. There's competition, and then it kind of cannibalizes the business as well, because everyone's trying to do the best for themselves in a way. What about the, so of the 19 employees, are they all Bitcoiners? Would they consider themselves Bitcoiners?
Yes, they're all Bitcoiners. They all consider themselves Bitcoiners for sure. And I will say Bitcoin only. In a way, maybe that's a blessing that some of the you know, the locals, the ones in El Salvador, we all learn Bitcoin, only Bitcoin at first. We weren't still, let's say, contaminated outside for the hype that was happening with cryptocurrencies or altcoins, anything. We just learned that, okay, so this is it. And I mean, we still have the choice. You know, we know now and have more information about what else is, but we are more of like focused. But even like, you know, John is definitely a Bitcoiner. I think he, yeah, he's the one that has probably the best story as well of, you know, selling everything, buying on Bitcoin. But then he says, well, but basically everything, it was just a couple of furniture. It wasn't a lot of money, but he sold everything but Bitcoin. So yes, and that's one thing that is definitely, if we want to call it a requirement for someone to want to work with us or alongside. Because if you are teaching kids and then you don't want to confuse them, you don't want to confuse even adults, you don't want to confuse people with all this different, what is happening. There is so much noise at the moment in the space, and we don't want anyone to get their own impression as well that, I mean, there is some stuff that we know that is calm, and we don't want to fall into that, or someone just not getting the right information and falling into a trap, especially what is coming in the next few years.
Yep, I agree. What's it like working with other Bitcoiners compared to maybe other jobs you've held in the past that, I mean, probably I'd say in the past probably didn't work with any other Bitcoiners in your previous roles. But yeah, what's the key similarities and differences that really stand out to you working with the culture of Bitcoiners?
With I think one of the within the team that I love the most, I believe profoundly in the power of manifestation and attracting what you are, you know, leading to. So on a personal level, last year, I was maybe trying to, like, I at that point, I liked what I do. I was good at my job. And I was making a decent living, but I really wanted to find something more with a purpose. I was like, okay, so what are we for? And you know, said in this time of your life, like, we're like, okay, what are we here for? And what am I going to do? So it was more aligned to finding a better group of people. I wanted to find more driven people. So working with Bitcoiners, I feel like we all can agree to disagree, for sure. We all have different perspectives, different backgrounds. But when you work with people that are so mind-aligned and believe in the fact of making the world a better place through Bitcoin, call it Bitcoin education or Bitcoin adoption, it just makes you a better person as well. It just improves because it makes you want to catch up, you know, like, oh my God, so you read this book and it sounds amazing, so let me just read it as well. Or you saw these and they gave you all, they're so open to give and share so much knowledge, which is, I think, one of the parts that for us as Salvadorians in within the team, we appreciate the most. There is openness. I can go to, say, Adam, who would be technically my boss, but to reach out for anything, and I don't feel scared that he's not going to take feedback, that he's not going to answer my question, or that he's going to think that I'm just asking a stupid question. And everybody feels the same way. I believe that we have the students that have seriously, like, just graduated from high school. We saw the potential on them, and they are now teaching the diplomado in their own schools and starting university. So they see, you know, what Bitcoin can help in their own personal life. And having a team that supports your ideas, your input, it's great. And then you can speak up your mind. Even if you sound, I mean, I think at the beginning, when you start sharing and learning about financial system and everything, and, you know, sovereignty, you sound a little bit like paranoid or something with friends and family that just don't get it. And I think with Bitcoiners, if it sounds crazy enough or not, we're all going to come up with something crazier. And we don't always talk about Bitcoin, you know, we talk about life in general and everybody just trying to be the best version. So it makes you want to be a best version. So that's the part I will say that is working with Bitcoiners so far has been to me. I see all, you know, the knowledge that you guys shared with this podcast, the guys at Looking Glass. I've learned so much, you know, from Seb Bunny that to me is amazing. I'm like, and these people put all of this for free. You know, you just want to share it so everybody can learn it. So that's selfless, I would say, like selflessness is the most impact that I've had in me.
I completely agree. And yeah, coming from my old corporate job as well, it can't resonate more with me where like I had to kind of self-censor myself, not able to speak my mind as much in that environment, where once I started working in Bitcoin and with other Bitcoiners, the conversations opened up a lot more and I could speak my mind. And Bitcoiners check me too sometimes. So if like I'm going down the wrong, not wrong, but if I have ideas that are outside the box, they'll always help me kind of bring it back to reality. And related to Bitcoin, other similar areas in life. So that's, I can't iterate enough how important that is to be able to speak your mind openly and get great feedback from people that think similar to you. You don't get that in any other industry, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, especially
So,
in LATAM.
Yeah, yeah. So what's so you mentioned a lot of people get into Me Premier Bitcoin first by volunteering, and that usually turns into something more part-time or even full-time paid role. What's an actionable piece of advice someone listening right now can do, maybe in a volunteer or some capacity like that? What can they do right now to start working in Bitcoin and eventually get a job in the space?
So I can speak, let's say, from Me Premier Bitcoin perspective. If you would like to come and collaborate, at first, just do a self, you know, inspection. Like, what are your intentions? Do you, you know, you want to just use the brand for self-promotion because, you know, you think we're a cool project, but you really have no idea what we're doing or why are we doing it? And then you're interested, because how interested and knowledgeable you are about the mission. Like, know the product, I will say, like, you know the product, know, like, or, you know, 10-week diploma is open source, so you can just download it there, give it a read, and have an idea about what it is. So learn it, learn what is it that we're doing, and, you know, you come and demonstrate knowledge, and you show us that you take, you know, the mission and the products seriously, then you can tell us, you know, what the Bitcoin diploma is, and that we have introductory classes, and you can tell us which countries we are in at right now. So I will say that that would be something that you can definitely do if you want to show us in the organization that you're really interested in working with us and that you care about the mission. One of the questions, and I know this because I asked him now for the hiring process, is that we ask, what is Bitcoin and what is Bitcoin means to you? What is important to you? Because there is going to be a lot of, you know us already know the 21 millions and, you know, the 21 for a year. So we know those answers already by memory and certain technical things. But how do you respond to these questions and that you care about the mission is going to differentiate you from the rest, from all this noise that is coming right now, from everybody wanted to collaborate, but they want to develop some AI activity, for example. So it's basically knowing that what you like, because we want to know who you are and want to know what are your intentions and capacities to work with us. Because at the end of the day, and also have the capacity and just be open about it. When I started with Me Premier Bitcoin, I was open enough, this is the much I can help you guys with. And then eventually I did decide to transition and start cutting off hours from my freelance jobs. And I was like, I want to dedicate to this full time. At this point, I don't see myself investing my energy and knowledge on doing something else that is not helping Bitcoin adoption in the future. And I remember saying this to one of my closest friends. I can't remember if it was by text or voicemail that I sent to him. I was like, I'm just kind of going to quit. And saying it was the first time that I expressed it out loud. And it felt so real. I was like, okay, so this is it. This is what you've been looking for, and the purpose that you thought that it was maybe not there, but it just makes you feel more rewarded. So eventually I started transitioning with these other clients. Hey, we're going to cut off hours, and eventually by XYZ month, I'm off. And so I can focus on this. And sometimes focus is saying no to other things. It's not just, you know, seeing in the same direction, but just focus and say no to other things that I'm just taking your energy. So maybe your opportunity is to have the best answers, I will say, to this, to help us know what you're really looking forward to. And if you just have the capacity to help us with 5 hours a week, that's fine. But just be honest and be real. Have, I will say, just the right mindset and understanding of what we're doing. And identify if you think that you would be a good fit to work with a team.
Yeah, that's amazing advice, to be honest. And that applies beyond just me Premier Bitcoin as well, providing that upfront value and in some capacity, being upfront about your intent, why you're doing what you're doing, and then just seeing where the opportunities take you once you get started with a company or organization such as me Premier Bitcoin. As we wrap this up here, do you have any upcoming roles that you guys will be hiring for?
Roles, let me see. We've been hiring, we've been onboarding different teams recently for the marketing or tech department and expansion. I will say teachers' roles are the ones that are always going to be open to us. And we want to see, you know, even if you have never teach a class in the past, we all can learn it. We all can learn it. We are currently developing a program on how to, you know, teach future teachers, the development of activities. So if you're interested, that's how a lot of us started. I mean, I'm still teaching here, but I know when I go back to Salvador, probably the role is going to be a little bit more transitioned. So at first, one might think, oh, but it's just teaching. Believe me, it's just so rewarding. It's just so, and it makes you want to, like, not want to, you'd have to learn more to come with, because everybody's going to ask you different questions. So it just makes you a better teacher to learn even more.
Yeah.
So teaching is the role that we're always going to be. But just put your abilities to it. If you have experience, you know, like with the startups or fundraising money, you're always welcome as well. That's how we operate as well. If you see something on our Twitter, go through it and say, oh, I see you guys have been doing this. I think you could have used this and this XYZ strategies that have worked in the past, you know, with the companies that work. We're always open. And that's so amazing in the Bitcoin space with other Bitcoiners. You know, we're collaborated. That's something that we truly believe. It's not competition. It's collaboration. There are so many circular economy projects, you know, raising, and we all want them to do well. That's one common goal that we all want. We all want every Bitcoin project to just do well, because we know that's going to help us, everybody, to just, you know, reach us and get to where we want with Bitcoin adoption.
Yeah, I love Bitcoin's built-in incentives. And I know before we started this conversation, you said you have an announcement that you wanted to make before this episode's released. What exactly is that?
Oh, yes. Well, we had having the next graduation on September 9th here. Don't believe if this is going to be aired before or after. But we're having our graduation in Lago Bitcoin in Panajachel on September 9th. But we are also having, and this is going to be an awesome week, as some of your listeners probably know, there is Adopting Bitcoin conference in November in El Salvador, and we have planned a week full of activities. We're having an conference on the 6th. We're going to have speakers invited, and then we're also going to have a, let's call it a party, some sort of a party to fundraise also on the 8th. And for Adopting, we are having 3 different speakers at Adopting Bitcoin as well that are forming Premier Bitcoin, and we're going to have a booth. So if you want to, this would be a good time also if you want to get involved in the project, know what we're all about, and even start volunteering. We're having a graduation as well on that weekend. I believe that would be the 2nd of, let me just make sure, the 4th of November. Sorry, the 4th of November we're having. So you can participate, be involved, you can send us a DM on our Twitter. And if you want to go and participate and see what the graduation is about, that's great.
Awesome. Yeah, so if you're listening right now and you need a reason to finally get down to El Salvador, check out the Bitcoin scene there. This is the perfect opportunity. I've heard really good things about adopting Bitcoin conference as well. So yeah, take advantage of it while it's still here. So Reyna, thanks so much for your time today. I learned a ton from you and I love what you guys are doing. So just thank you for everything you're doing to push Bitcoin adoption further and giving some really solid advice how more people can get involved in growing Bitcoin. How can the audience get in touch with you, follow you, and also learn more about Mi Premier Bitcoin?
So, you can look up on our website. We're currently working to make it look even prettier and better. So on our website is miprimerbitcoin.io. I-O. Then you can search for us also on Twitter. Our Twitter is myfirstbitcoin_. And that's in English, and then you're going to see myfirstbitcoin_. We've been posted. I think this is a good opportunity. We've been posted to just please be aware of our official social media networks, because there is a ton of new kind of scammers and accounts wanting to come up with the name. So we had the blue check.
Yeah.
And I mean, my Twitter is just reinachicas2, because I lost my first years ago, so I had to just create a second one with the number two. And like I said, you can also download the Bitcoin Diploma either on our website or go to our GitHub if you want to just check another language. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram, but just because we want to reach also more Salvadorians. And Twitter is not a big thing in El Salvador, yeah, honestly, or not even here. That's why we had to create in Guatemala Facebook and Twitter. But always Mi Primer Bitcoin and my first Bitcoin as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
All right. You know where to reach Reyna and her team. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time today. Hopefully see you down in El Salvador soon. And I'll talk to you maybe in a year or so. We'll get the update and see where Mi Primer Bitcoin is at that time.
That would be awesome. Thank you for having me, Eric.
Hey guys, thanks for listening, and I really hope you found value in this podcast. If you are a job seeker looking to work for a Bitcoin company, or you're a part of a Bitcoin company and need help with finding talent for your team, please head over to our website at www.bitcointalent.co and get in touch with our team. Thanks, until next time.